wrapping up the 7 o'clock hour from Uruguay to Casa Grande. Hey, I did find out something, Romy, talking to Lori at the Chamber. She solved a real issue for us. Every time we say Casa Grande, Casa Grande, you know, we're always, somehow we say it wrong, according to different listeners. So she said the actual official Chamber of Commerce stand is that it's Casa Grande. That's the Spanish.
Casa Grande.
That's the Spanish pronunciation, and if that's how they all say it. But she said you will hear everything when you're in town. Casa Grande, Casa Grande, Casa Grande. So I guess you really just get to choose what you, how you like to say it. But if you want to be official, Casa Grande.
So is that casa like house, so like big house? Is that?
Yes, referring to Indian ruins. You know, in the area, there are three tribes with a lot of history, including the Akchin and Tohono O'odham. And what's the third one? I don't know. But there's lots of history.
I just saw it. Oh.
Gila River. The Gila,
yes.
Indians, yes.
Is that? You know, it was the Salt River. That's not the, that's the reservation. That's not the tribe. I saw that sign this morning, leaving Salt River Indian Reservation.
Well, apparently the Akchin have a very unique museum there where you get to see artifacts. And I don't, it's considered the only one in the nation like it. So that's pretty cool. Kinds of cool things to do down there. If you're interested in traveling in that area, you know, staying in that area, there's also, it's also a great base for different things that you can get out and see, including, you know, Dolly Steamboat's not too far from there, Boyce Thompson Arboretum, Goldfield Ghost Town, the Ostrich Ranch, of course, Queen Creek Olive Mill, skydiving. Just, you couldn't run out of things to do. There's lots of hiking. Lost Dutchman Mine is close by.
Well, and that's, people relate that to Maricopa, but that is in Pinal County.
Right.
It's got a little extension that goes up. But from here, you know, you are in any, an hour in any direction, you can get to probably 85-90% of the things to do in Arizona.
Well, I'm making a promise to stop in at one of the events this spring and get to know a little bit more about the place I just use as my mark for halfway between Phoenix and Tucson. It kind of lets me know how much I have left to go.
Well, I'd mentioned dining, and I've mentioned it before, but Dillon's is one of my favorite restaurants in the whole state. And you had to bring up earlier that there was a birthday celebration, so we're hoping to get a nice medium rare filet birthday steak tonight with the family.
Ah, that sounds great. Happy birthday to you. Hey, staycation. Time for signing up again. Remember, once a month you can sign up. You don't have to just sign up once and call it quits. Just go to the website, click on the little staycation symbol there, and sign up. And each month we draw a winner, and they get to go out and pick their own staycation in Arizona. And talking about Casa Grande, that's a great, great place to start. You know, if you want to get a car from Sanderson Ford, they let you pick off their demo lot. You get to pick any car they've got and take it for the weekend. Doesn't have to be during the weekend. Can be during the week. And we supply you with all kinds of goodies in the car and with a place to stay and a gas card to get you there. We have two new partners this week, Romy. One is Sibley's West, and it's a, you can find them at SibleysWest.com. They specialize in Arizona gifts.
Oh.
Unique Arizona gifts. And so this basket going out this week, our staycation winner is going to Bisbee. In that basket, they will have a day trip book by Pam Haight. They'll have sunscreen by Arizona Sun of Scottsdale, Arizona Rub of Suarita, chocolate-covered caramels from Twisted Caramels of Tempe, and Arizona Western Box by Soretta's Candy, which is a partner of ours as well, and lots of other things. So that's a great place if you're wanting to send somebody a gift that's uniquely Arizona. Sibley's West.
More than, I just got to their website, more than 4,000 unique Arizona gifts. And you'd mentioned Soretta. That's like going into as close to a Willy Wonka type chocolate factory as you can get. It's a great little. It's not the most obvious building, but it's right in on that downtown historic strip of Glendale.
Right. So.
One of those places I've always wanted to take the kids.
But they will love it.
The only time to do that is on a Sunday, and we're kind of selfish with our Sundays and not going anywhere.
That's fair. So, and the other, our other new partner is the Letson Loft Hotel in Bisbee. It's a historic building built originally in 1883, between 1883 and 88. It was built by the grandfather of Barry Goldwater. And it was originally a merchant shop for all the copper miners in the area. And it burned down. They rebuilt it after 88. And the famous Bisbee Massacre occurred right outside the building. But now they've made a really unique boutique-style hotel with 8 spacious rooms and very well-decorated, big ceilings, private baths, hardwood floors. Sounds like a really wonderful place to stay. History of the Letson. I'm sorry.
What was Letson the Loft Bisbee? Building. What was the Bisbee Massacre? I'm not sure I'm familiar with that one.
Well, I can't give you all the details. I can tell you that 11 people died. It was a attempted robbery, and the shootout was right there outside of town, right outside of the building. So I have to do our homework.
So next hour we have Jay Harper in line, and man, we've got a busy hour in the Outdoor Living Hour. It's January, Rose time. They've got their 36th annual Rose Clinic going on today at Harper's Nursery in Scottsdale. They've got Mason Rosarians who will be on site. It's January's garden list. If you are anywhere below 3,000 feet elevation, this is garden prime time. It's also, we've had some wonderful rains, which means it leads to a plethora of weed sprouts. So we'll talk about weed control coming into the summer months. And we'll be taking your questions. So get on the line now at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Email pictures, info@rosieonthehouse.com, or text 411-923.